Hey, what's up? It's Avery here. Well, I guess who else would it be? It is my own show. You see, my show is on platforms like iTunes and Spotify, and you may wonder, how do I get my show on these platforms? Well, I do it through an app called Anchor. It's free to download, and you can use it on your phone or on your laptop. And it also comes with creation tools that let you edit your show. You can also make that sweet moolah with your podcast with no minimum listenership. So, want to get started? Download the Anchor app on the Google Play Store or Apple's App Store, or go to anchor.fm. It's that easy.
So first things first, I was told by the PR guy, Jason Hills here, that I got to talk about your background. I know you're classically trained in piano. Your dad's a rapper. Where did the influence of music really start in the family?
I guess it stems from my grandmother. She was always in the choir at her church, and I was always just in and around that environment. And then my dad as well was a musician, so they got me into playing at a young age, and I just did it throughout my youth years until football kind of got a little too busy. But yeah, I'll play every once in a while if I can.
With your talent, have the boys asked for any song requests yet on the piano?
Actually, I don't think people know.
Really?
I think it's not common knowledge. I might keep it that way. The boys are gonna try to banter me, but at some point I'll probably get around to playing for them. But as of right now, I don't think the group really has an idea.
Okay, I'm sure we'll ask for a track or two soon.
For sure.
No, you're here. What have been your impressions so far of the team and playing pro soccer now, your first year of professional football? What are your impressions so far?
Honestly, it's a dream come true. I've been trying to do this my whole life, and being in this environment every day is something that I've been waiting for. My first experience this preseason has been going well so far, and playing with a coach like Alan, who's coached in MLS and coached the higher levels that I hope to reach, it's good to be in that environment with him every day and learn from him.
Of course, you mentioned Alan. I know this is a very young team, a lot of draft pick guys, a lot of younger guys in the roster. Alan has said before, he wants to make sure the young guys play. What does it mean to have a coach who has said before, yes, my young guys will play, they'll get missed? What does it mean to have a coach like that who has confidence in any of the young guys?
It's everything, honestly. Many teams, I have friends at other teams who are my age, and they won't get many minutes this year, which is just how the sport goes. But playing with a coach who really trusts his youth and is willing to experiment with young players, it's a good opportunity for me, and I just got to come ready and be able to take it.
Of course. And with Camp PL now, we're now in the fourth year of Camp PL. What does it mean now that as a Canadian to play in a league that's built for you, built for Canadian talent? Because for many years when I was growing up, there wasn't the Camp PL. You had to try your craft in MLS, or try to go to Europe, or this wasn't a thing when I was a kid. So what does it mean to be able to play in this league and hone your craft here at home in Canada?
I mean, it's everything. It's great. Even when I was a kid, it was always the goal to go abroad or go to America, because we didn't have a league that was a fully professional league. So when the CPL came across, it was just a great thing for young Canadians, and to finally be a part of it, it's just hoping to use it for what it is and try to grow from this opportunity.
Of course. What have been your impressions of Edmonton so far? I know the bulk of people know Edmonton as a CFL city, NHL city, but there is a massive soccer history here and a love for the national team. So what have been your impressions so far of Edmonton?
So far, so good. We got to see Commonwealth, and the stadium looks really nice. And I did watch the game when Canada played Mexico here. Mm-hmm. You can see that there's fans that'll come watch. It's just a matter of getting them out and showing them what this team has to offer. But the city's been great so far. I hope to see more, and I hope to see more of this province as well as the season progresses. But so far, so good.
So, Shamita, you're back here at FC Edmonton. I just want to ask you, first of all, what does it mean to come back here at FC Edmonton now as a veteran player, as opposed to when you're younger? What have you learned so far as a football coming back now as a veteran guy in this roster here?
Yeah, I mean, I could give you a big, long list of things I've learned after playing away from home, but definitely just excited to be back home and share the experiences that I had playing in Montreal, playing at a higher level with the younger guys here, and just playing with pride representing Edmonton. For me, it's an honor to play for Edmonton. Edmonton's my city. Yes. So I'm just excited to get back on the field and play with the guys.
Edmonton's a very young team, a lot of under 25 guys, a lot of lone guys. What does it mean to be a guy who
to be looked upon by Alan as one of the franchise's leaders?
Going to 2022.
Yeah, it's just about embracing that role, and I knew that coming in, where I'd have to kind of have a big role, especially as a leader, because we've got some younger guys in the group. But that's something that's a challenge for me because, you know, I've never really been in a position of being a leader. But I'm definitely ready to embrace it and do the best I can to make sure that we can guide the younger guys to have a good team and build the right mentality to win games.
So you guys are really embracing the underdog role. I know so many people out there say, you know, FC Edmonton, you know, they're a younger team, may not do much. How big is the team, you know, embrace the underdog role? Because in football, anything can happen. We've seen teams shock the world and do really well. So how big has it been to embrace the underdog role in CAN PL this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's something that we've kind of joined together as a group with knowing that, you know, people don't really expect much from us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you said, anything can happen in soccer and we can kind of flip the script on people and surprise a few people. And that's definitely what we're trying to do. You know, I think I've been an underdog, you know, growing up through youth soccer. I never really played club or at a high level until 15, 16, 17, which is pretty late. And so, you know, I'm ready to have that underdog role as within the league, and hopefully we can upset and shock a few people.
Of course, what does it mean now to play a full year at home? Okay, I know last year, the past 2 years for Canfield teams have been a bit of a mess. Of course, 2020, they played the full year in PEI. Last year, the team started the season in Winnipeg. What does it mean now to have that full year? And schedule isn't as compacted. You're playing a game once every week as opposed to 3 or 4 games a week like you guys did last year.
Yeah, that's huge. I think the fact that we have a normal season with normal time between games is going to be really important for us, and I think last year that was something that we struggled with, something that I struggled with. I was playing each game 50-60% just trying to survive because it was impossible. But now that we're going into a proper season where, you know, we travel everywhere, where we get proper rest, I think that'll be huge for us, and I think hopefully that'll help us in the long run in terms of keeping guys fit, especially when we have a young squad that haven't had a lot of pro games. It's good to have breaks in between matches, especially when you're traveling and doing a lot of traveling East Coast especially.
Of course, now, of course, there's two teams in the province. There's Eddies and Calgary.
Of course, Calgary has been that top team. They've been one of the better teams in Canada PL so far. But what would it mean for this team to be able to find a way to take points off them and take a few wins off them this year?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but Calgary's been ahead of us for, you know, the last 3-4 years. And so hopefully we can flip the script and finally get a win against them. You know, but that just comes with putting in good performances, putting in the work on the training field. And if we can beat Calgary, we can honestly beat any team because Calgary is one of the better teams of the league. So, you know, that should be a benchmark for us where hopefully we can be a team that can compete with Calgary and get wins against them. And if we can do that, it means we can beat any team within the league and do that.